Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
As anyone who plays video games knows, the nature of games development is extremely fluid and unpredictable, whereby unexpected issues can cause a game to slide far past its original intended release date. Video games are delayed all the time, and this year has been no different. But that's not to say that 2022 has nothing left in the chamber, and there's a good chance that we will be playing all of the following before the year is out. So with that in mind, I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 huge video games that could still release in 2022. Number 10, Final Fantasy 16. Though Final Fantasy 16 was only announced back in September 2020, relatively recently for the timeline Square Enix typically works to, the game's producer, Naoki Yoshida, has suggested that its release could be much sooner than we think. Yoshida recently confirmed that the game is in the final stretch of development, which has left many fans hoping that it could even end up releasing before the end of the year. With Yoshida adding that Final Fantasy 16 is currently in the polishing stage and effectively otherwise finished, it is certainly possible. Why might it not come out this year? Well, this is Square Enix we're talking about here, who often take their time on projects and frequently let their titles slide past initial target release windows. So given the publisher's history, it would certainly be against type for them to actually release a major game barely 2 years after its first trailer, especially with the game being developed in the middle of a pandemic. Basically, expect 2023, but pray for 2022. Number 9, Bayonetta 3. Last September, almost 4 years after it was first announced, Bayonetta 3 was reintroduced by Nintendo with a snazzy new trailer and promised 2022 release date. And though many fans are skeptical that Bayonetta 3 will make that date, Nintendo seems strangely confident that it's coming before the year's end, with the company's latest earnings report reiterating that it's part of their 2022 release slate. Considering the many years it's been in production, it's definitely plausible that the character action prequel could hit near the end of the year, with a concrete date perhaps being announced in the next Nintendo Direct. However, Nintendo hasn't ever been shy about pushing games back, and though that earnings report does suggest that Bayonetta 3 is currently on track for a 2022 bow, it wouldn't surprise anyone if the prolonged development resulted in it sliding to 2023. If it doesn't show up in the next Nintendo Direct then with a release date, it's probably most likely not coming this year. Number 8, Hogwarts Legacy. Given that this Wizarding World-themed game has been in development since 2018 and was formally unveiled back in September 2020, it's very plausible on paper that it does make 2022, especially considering it was initially slated to drop last year. During a recent State of Play stream dedicated to the game, Warner Brothers announced Hogwarts Legacy as having a holiday 2022 release window, which makes absolute sense given the obvious appeal of having a Harry Potter-adjacent game in stores before Christmas. Though games regularly miss their announced release windows, one does suspect that WB Games would rather release a slightly unpolished product in November in order to benefit from Christmas period sales, even if they do catch some flack for the game releasing with some bugs and jank in the process. And March's State of Play stream definitely shows that the game does need some polishing before release, with the frame rate being a little bit wonky and the animations being a little underwhelming. So yeah, this one's a little up in the air at the moment, and it's not like Harry Potter as a brand is exactly flourishing, so a delay to get it right wouldn't be out of the question. Number 7, Bioshock 4. Back in December 2019, 2K Games formally confirmed that a new Bioshock game was in the works at developer Cloud Chamber, though it was still a number of years away. And a few years later, it looks like Bioshock 4 might finally soon be upon us, before the year's end even. And that's because last December, a report from Colin Moriarty suggested that Bioshock 4 was much further along in development than the public knew, and that it was in fact aiming for a 2022 drop. Naturally, if it is indeed going to be hitting this year, it'll doubtless be getting a big blowout reveal soon, probably during June's Summer Games Fest, which is effectively E3's replacement. That said, considering that there's only 7 months left in the year, crazy I know, that's not a whole lot of time to reveal a game and get the marketing machine chugging along. It has been done, of course, but it's certainly not easy. Plus, plans just change, and aiming for 2022 isn't exactly concrete. So if this is indeed announced during Summer Games Fest, an early 2023 date wouldn't surprise anyone. Number 6, Skull and Bones. Remember Skull and Bones? Ubisoft's pirate-themed action-adventure game was teased during the company's E3 2017 presser, with an original target release date of Q3/Q4 2018. That obviously didn't come to pass, and while for a time some grew to suspect that the game had become vaporware, there are two factors indicating that it is actually set to release soon and finally. For starters, Ubisoft announced a new beta signup back in March, which could very well mean that a beta will kick off during Summer Games Fest ahead of a retail release later in the year, and it just got rated in Australia too. Furthermore, in a recent financial report, the publisher stated their desire to get the game out before the end of the fiscal year on March 31st, 2023. And while that obviously means it could land early next year, if a beta test is imminent, then it's likely that Skull and Bones is close to the end of its development. Skull and Bones has been one of Ubisoft's most troubled projects in years, so having any rigid expectations about when we might get to play it is a bit of a mug's game, to be honest. I mean, I could have said in 2018 that it was definitely coming out in 2019, and look how much egg I'd have had on my face.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon. Number 5, Senua's Saga Hellblade 2. The long-awaited sequel to Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice was announced at the Game Awards 2019, and though it was clearly in the early stages of development, we're now 2.5 years on. The gameplay reveal at last year's Game Awards certainly suggested a highly polished slice of a game in a deep level of production, enough that Hellblade 2 could very well end up making the cut before the end of 2022. This one's a bit of a dice roll, though, honestly. I mean, Microsoft has just pushed two big games out to 2023, those being Starfield and Redfall, so it needs something this year, but at the same time, they're not just going to drop an unfinished game to plug a gap. Generally speaking, we just don't really know how far along in development this thing is. In June 2021, the director indicated that it was still in a fairly basic state, and 3 years from announcement to release isn't a massive amount of time for a AAA game these days. Number 4, Marvel's Midnight Suns. Marvel-themed tactical RPG Midnight Suns was officially announced at last year's Gamescom with an original March 2022 release date. However, last November, this date was pushed to an unspecified date in Q3 or Q4. While the lack of updates on the game's progress leave many observers understandably skeptical about its release this year, there was a sign of life recently when it received its content rating from the Australian Classification Board. Now, this seems to suggest that Midnight Suns is in a late stage of development, and could very well be with us before the year's end as planned, with a release date possibly dropping again during Summer Games Fest next month. The SCB ratings, admittedly, aren't always awarded when a game is imminently due for release, though, and given that we haven't seen any gameplay since its initial reveal last September, it may simply be that Midnight Suns needs a little bit longer in the oven. Number 3, Mario & Rabbids Sparks of Hope. Mario & Rabbids sequel Sparks of Hope was formally unveiled by Ubisoft at their E3 event last year, with a touted release window of 2022. And though Nintendo and Ubisoft have curiously been radio silent on the title basically ever since its reveal, industry insider Nate the Hate reported last month that it is indeed still on track for a holiday 2022 release. Considering that Mario & Rabbids Kingdom Battle released all the way back in August 2017, it certainly feels like enough time has passed for that projected 2022 date to actually be accurate. But again, Nintendo and Ubisoft's dual silence on the game since its reveal almost an entire year ago is both strange and possibly telling, that perhaps there were some stumbling blocks during development that have slowed progress. Though Nate the Hate is pretty credible as insiders go, Sparks of Hope was suspiciously missing from a list of 2022 games on Nintendo's recent earnings report, the same one that said Bayonetta 3 was coming this year. And so if we don't see the game at the next Nintendo Direct or a Ubisoft event during Summer Games Fest, then it's probably slipping to next year. Number 2, God of War Ragnarok. God of War Ragnarok is undeniably one of the most anticipated video game sequels of the entire current generation. It was first announced in September 2020 and originally intended for a 2021 release, but that was obviously pushed to 2022 due to both the pandemic and Kratos actor Christopher Judge having hip, knee, and back surgery in 2019, which delayed production. Now, this is a really interesting one. Though we haven't seen anything from the game since the mesmerizing gameplay reveal last September, an individual working on the game seems strangely confident that Ragnarok will indeed release in 2022, despite considerable fan and industry skepticism. The game's animation director, Bruno Velasquez, was asked on Twitter about Ragnarok missing 2022 and emphatically stated that it, quote, will come out this year 100%. Now that's quite the bold statement to make, indicating that they know the game is close to done and will bow this year. This backs up a statement as well made by journalist Jason Schreier earlier in the year that said that Ragnarok will definitely not slide to 2023. Still, mere days before this tweet, tweet, game director Cory Barlog did seem to suggest that there was still a lot of work to be done, and that what they're working on, quote, still isn't ready to be shown. He could, in fairness, be talking about a trailer they're perhaps putting together for an impending release date reveal, again, most likely during Summer Games Fest, yet for a major AAA game apparently due to release within the next 6 months or so, it's odd how little we've seen. Number 1. The Lord of the Rings Gollum. Action-adventure game The Lord of the Rings Gollum was first announced in March 2019 with an intended 2021 release date, though at the very start of the year it was announced that the game had been delayed into 2022. It was quite the drastic delay to say the least, suggesting that developer Daedalic Entertainment had much work to do, but we've nevertheless seen a fair number of trailers and gameplay clips over the years. With Amazon's Lord of the Rings series set to debut in September, it would make perfect sense to release the game around the same time period while the IP is fresh in people's minds. Given the 3+ years it has been in active development, a release date announcement during Summer Games Fest for Q4 feels about right. Clearly, development has had its issues though, per that gigantic delay, and as we've not heard a peep about the game since its short teaser at the Game Awards last December, time is running out to get the marketing machine moving. Plus, as the Q3/Q4 slate becomes increasingly crowded with more hype AAA games, it's going to become difficult for Gollum to find commercial success, no matter how well it reviews. So yeah, this one could go either way, basically.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.